Steve Giesbrecht started as manager of the city of Petersburg in October of 2011. Before that, he was city administrator in Electra, Texas. As borough manager, he's making over $116,000 a year, and his current contract runs through November of 2018. Former Assemblymember John Hoag said he was well aware that some had run for office opposing Giesbrecht's continuation and urged those assembly members to reconsider.
Steve's evaluation, the highest marks are for fiscal responsibility. We're going to be facing a fiscal crisis the next few years.
Giesbrecht was evaluated by department heads and the assembly for his job performance in 2016 and 17. The 18 who evaluated him all rated him as meeting job standards, exceeding those standards, or outstanding. Former mayor and assembly member Cindy Lagadakis also sent in a letter of support for the manager, along with other members of the public. Current assembly members also were in support of the job that Giesbrecht's been doing and approved the evaluation that most of them completed earlier this year. The manager proposed a 5-year contract extension with an increase in his annual salary to $121,000. He also proposed an increase to his monthly vehicle allowance and an increase in the borough's match for his retirement plan. New Assemblymember Brandy Morrell asked if it was common for such an extension with a year left on his contract. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson responded, along with Assemblymembers Kurt Wallhuter and Nancy Strand.
It's a security thing for sure. He probably would feel like he needs to start looking for another job pretty soon. It takes a while to find a city manager position that you probably want to take. That's just my take on it.
Member Wallhuter, you...
And my two cents worth is that we are going to be demanding quite a bit from him here this coming winter, you know, and if he knows that he has some skin in the game for more than just 1 year, I think that we will get more performance out of him. So don't think you're going to get off easy, Steve, at least not from me.
Okay.
Member Strand?
Additionally, in addition to what Kurt said, he's got 4 years of experience watching income drop. So I think that we'd be fools to let him go, to get rid of him.
Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger added that the salary increase was already included in the borough's budget and thought Giesbrecht deserved the additional money. Morrell also asked about the increased retirement matching money and the vehicle allowance. Mayor Mark Jensen wanted to clarify that the manager would still receive 1 year's salary as severance pay if he's terminated without cause, or he receives nothing if the assembly terminates his contract with cause. Here's Giesbrecht responding.
So the severance is part of the, again, that's the key issue to making sure that I've got some security that if the assembly changes directions and wants somebody else in here, then I've got time to look for a job. So.
Correct. That is so I just wanted to make sure that that was still the same.
That is the same.
It was, which the asking for a 5-year extension of the contract would seems a little long to me, but that's not going to keep me from voting for this. That's just how I feel.
Morrell agreed that the 5 years seemed long for an extension. Nevertheless, the vote was 7-0 to approve the manager's proposal, keeping him on with the borough through November of 2023. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.